Let's open in a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告，开始。
Our Father, as we examine this letter of Paul,
天父，当我们在读保罗的这封书信的时候，
and especially the testimony that he gives to your grace,
特别是在他为你的恩典所做的见证的时候，
that we would understand in a small amount the magnitude of the grace that you've shown for us.
我们可以看到一点点你向我们所施的那么大的恩典。
We pray this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
For those of you who were here last time I had preached,
你们中间上一次我正道的时候，你们在我们中间的那些朋友，
You remember that we gave a basic background to the life of Timothy.
你记得我们给了一个关于提摩太一个基本的他一个背景的介绍。
Of how Timothy was a young man in the ministry.
提摩太是一个年轻的人，在服事上面的一个年轻人。
He had learned about the ministry by traveling with the Apostle Paul for a number of years.
他学习了服事是在跟着保罗一起旅行了很多年。
And it's apparent that on one of Paul's final trips to the city of Ephesus,
很明显他在最后一次保罗去以弗所这个城市的时候，
he leaves Timothy behind as the pastor of a church.
他把提摩太留在那里作为以弗所教会的牧师。
And so then after Paul leaves, he begins writing Timothy a couple of letters.
当保罗离开以后，他给提摩太写信。
And it begins the letter of 1 Timothy by warning him against false teachers.
他这封信开始，他警告提摩太一些假的教师。
And there are some of these people who are currently in the church.
其中有一些是当时在教会里面的。
And Paul is warning them that their mouths must be stopped.
保罗警告他说，这些人，这些假教师，他们的嘴应该要被堵住。
And then Paul begins to appeal to his personal testimony.
然后保罗开始讲他自己的见证。
Now the interesting thing about this testimony,
关于这个见证，一个有趣的事情是，
it's significantly different than when Paul normally gives a testimony.
他很明显的跟保罗以往给见证的方式不一样。
When Paul normally gives his testimony, he discusses some of the historical events that happened to him.
当保罗通常他给见证的时候，他会回顾发生在他的一些历史上的一些事情，回顾他自己身上发生的事情。
Look at one of these examples in Acts 22.
我们可以看《使徒行传》第二章的一个例子。对不起，二十二章。
Acts 22.
使徒行传二十二章。
I'll read verses 3-11.
牧师会读第三节开始到十一节。
Acts 22 verses 3-11.
使徒行传二十二章三节到十一节。
I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as all of you are this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering the prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me witness.From them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to take those also who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground. And I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord?And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do. And since I could not see because of the brightness of the light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus.You note that Paul is emphasizing the history of his testimony.
你知道保罗他是在这里强调他的历史。
Paul was a good Jew.
保罗是一个好的犹太人。
And as a good Jew, he was completely despising the church.
作为一个犹太人，他完完全全的 轻看教会。
And therefore he becomes the primary catalyst for the persecution of the church.
所以他成为一个主要的一个逼迫教会的人。
And then he focuses on the fact that he received a letter to go to the city of Damascus to persecute more of these Christians.
而他讲到他得到了信，然后去大马色，然后去更多的逼迫教会。
But instead, on the way to Damascus, he stopped.
然而在他去大马色路上，他停下来。
And he meets Jesus in a very personal way.
他遇见了耶稣一个很私人的方式。
And Jesus reaches down.
耶稣降下来。
And he causes Paul to go in a completely opposite direction in his faith.
他让保罗走了一个完全的不一样的一个方向。
So he who was the persecutor of the church,
他过去是一个逼迫教会的人,
became a preacher for the church.
变成一个传教会的福音的人,
a complete change of life.
一个完完全全生命的转变。
But here in his first letter to Timothy,
这里在提摩太前书里面,
he focuses on the theology behind his conversion.
他强调的是他转变的神学观念。
And he begins by giving thanks to Jesus Christ.
他以向耶稣基督谢恩开始。
Because it was an act of grace to put Paul into the ministry.
是因为耶稣基督他的恩典的作为让他能够服侍神。
And so in verse 12 it says, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service.
就是他刚才所读的他, 因我以我为有忠心, 所以说让我服侍神。
This is ultimately a statement of apostolicity. This is a statement of Paul's apostleship. Paul was an apostle because he was chosen to be apostle by Christ himself. Look back at verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the command of God.
在第一节说,奉我们救主神和我们盼望基督耶稣之命,
But here in his testimony,
在这个他的见证里面,
Paul recognizes several aspects.
他经过他讲述了几方面的问题。
The first one we see in verse 13.
第一个是在第13节,
Paul realizes his overbearing sinfulness.
保罗意识到他自己他无法能够承担的罪恶。
The scripture says in verse 13, though formerly I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent opponent.
13节说我以前是亵渎神的,逼迫人的,武慢人的。
Paul gives Timothy a vivid reminder of his past life.
保罗给提摩太一个很生动的描述关于他过去的生命。
It's a life of murder.
是一个谋杀的生命。
It's a life of anger. It's life of persecution against the church. Look back at Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, beginning in verse 54. And this is immediately after the testimony of Stephen is given. It says, Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, this is Stephen, he gazed into heaven, he saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice, and he stopped their ears, and they rushed together at him. And they cast him outside the city, and they stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul.
所以说,但是斯蒂凡被圣灵充满,定睛望天,看见神的荣耀,又看见耶稣站在神的右边,就说,我看见天开了,人子站在神的右边。众人大声喊叫,捂着耳朵,齐心涌上前,把他推到城外,用石头打他。做见证的人把衣服上,放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。
Look at chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节,
Saul approved of his execution, and there arose on that day a great persecution against all the church of Jerusalem, and they were all scattered about the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
在十七章的后面的时候，保罗也喜悦他被害。从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
Saul, also known as Paul,
扫罗也就是保罗,
was the man responsible, ultimately speaking, for the murder of the first Christian.
扫罗是有责任对第一个被谋害的基督徒，他是有责任的。
This is the same Paul who is a man of God.
这也是同样一个扫罗，他是成为所谓的一个属神的人的一个扫罗。
But back before his conversions, he was one of the most powerful Pharisees of his day.
在他归主之前，他是一个很有力的一个法利赛人。
He appeared to be a brutal man.
他是一个很残暴的人。
He appeared to be incredibly ambitious.
他也是非常的有野心的，有雄心勃勃的一个人。
He appeared to be one who was ultimately a keeper of the law.
他也是一个完完全全守律法的一个人。
And if you look at what he says about himself in Philippians chapter 3,
如果我们看腓立比书第三章，他描述他自己。
Paul seems like a man who has his entire life together.
他好像是一个人，他让他的生命都是很好的一个人。
Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 5.
腓立比书第三章第五节。
Paul was circumcised the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless.
他说，保罗说，我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
But after his conversion, in verse 7, in verse 8, we learned that he counts all these things as nothing. It's like all of these laws and these righteousnesses that he's kept, he literally considers them as sewage. Paul recognized that within his own apparent goodness, he's ultimately and completely sinful. If you look back in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, it says that Paul received mercy because he acted ignorantly in unbelief. And Paul acknowledges that he acted sinfully. But his actions were done in unbelieving ignorance. Now here's a distinction that he's making. And it ties in verses 3 through 7 with the false teachers. There are those who are outside of the church who act in a wicked, evil, sinful manner. This is an action to be expected. However, there are also those within the local church who act in a wicked, evil, and sinful manner. And those who are sitting within the church and who are pretending to be believers will likely receive less mercy than those outside of the church. Those in the church ought to know better. Those within the church who by their actions reject the grace of God, they are more responsible for the judgment they're going to receive. Because they ultimately have a knowledge of that judgment. So Paul receives mercy because he acted in unbelief. So we saw that Paul realized his overbearing sinfulness. We see in verses 14 and 15 that Paul recognizes overflowing grace. Says the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This concept of grace is God giving us something that we do not deserve. There is no reason in our world why Paul should have received grace. Paul was a known murderer of Christians. He was a known persecutor of the church. And if the law of the Old Testament was to be carried out in a consistent manner, Paul should have been put to death for his actions. But grace overflowed. It was poured out. It's like taking a cup of water and putting it under the sink. And you turn on the sink all the way. And if you don't pull out the cup in time, or if you don't turn off the sink in time, water is just going to keep pouring out of the cup. It's so much more abundant grace than Paul could ever really need. It's an overflow of grace. And it says in verse 14, grace overflowed with faith and love. That is to say that our very faith in Jesus Christ is something that overflows as a gift from God. Our very faith is a grace from God. We have faith because God graces us to have this faith. We have love for Christ because God graces us to have love for Christ. If it were up to me, if we're up to Paul, if we were left to our own sinful devices, we would never have faith in Christ. And we would never have a love for God. It's grace. And in verse 15, Paul gives a clear statement of the gospel. And it's both theological and personal. The first half is a theological explanation. And it says that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Now the historical basis for the gospel is the real historical Jesus. Jesus came into the world. And there's a great deal here under the surface. In order to come into the world, he had to be pre-existent to the world. He had to be transcendent and outside of the world. It's ultimately a statement of his deity. But when he came into the world, he became a man. Fully God and fully man. Now Paul here doesn't give a full explanation of the other historical events. But Jesus, who lived as fully God and fully man, never committed a sin.
就是说耶稣基督他是一个完完全全的神，完完全全的神，而且从来没有犯罪。
And thus he was able to offer a perfect sacrifice for sin.
所以说他能够成为一个赎罪的一个完完全全的没有瑕疵的牺牲。
And it says that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
说基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Now this concept of sinners is a historically loaded word within the first century of Palestine.
这个罪人在第一世纪的巴勒斯坦有一个很有很多的意义。
Hold your finger here and look at Matthew.
我们翻到马太福音。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Verses 10 through 12.
十到十二节。
10 through 13.
十到十三节。
Jesus reclined at a table in the house, and behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when he heard it, he said, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
说耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来，与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说：我喜欢连续，不喜欢祭司。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。”我来本不是招罪人，本不是来招义人，乃是招罪人。
Within the first century of Palestine, there are essentially three groups of people.
在第一世纪的巴勒斯坦有三种人。
They are the law keepers.
有守律法的人。
These are the Pharisees.
就是法利赛人。
These are the Sadducees.
是撒都该人。
These are people who did everything that they could to keep the law.
这些人他们尽他们一切所能来守律法。
And as we've mentioned before, they had laws to help them keep laws.
就像我们以前讲到的，他们甚至有设立律法来帮助他们守律法。
And then they had laws to help them keep laws that help them keep laws.
他们还有律法帮助他们守这些让他们守律法的律法。
And they have thousands of these rules that they have to follow in order to be law keepers.
他们有成千的这样的规则，然后让他们成为一个守律法的人。
And so they walk around and view themselves as better than everyone else because we are the ones who keep the law.
所以说当他们走来走去的时候他们看自己 比其他人就会好很多因为他们觉得他们是守律法的人。
On a side note, Jesus turns the table on them in Matthew chapter 5.
但是在马太福音第五章的时候耶稣你没有
He says that except your righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣基督说：“如果你们的义若不胜过法利赛人的义，你们不能够进天国。”
So Jesus proclaims that you have to be better than the Pharisees.
耶稣说：“你们要比法利赛人更好。”
And to a normal first century person in Palestine, this is impossible.
对一个在第一世纪巴勒斯坦的人来说，这是不可能的。
So they are the law keepers.
所以说，有第一种人是那些守律法的人。
There are the normal, average Jewish people.
第二种人就是那些一般的普通的这些人
carpenters and tradesmen and craftsmen
就是木匠做买卖的还有就是那些手艺人
they were generally good moral people
他们一般来说还是比较有道德的人
but they didn't really care to fight to keep all of these laws like the Pharisees did
但是他们不像法利赛人那样就是说一尽的力要来守律法
and then there were the lawbreakers
然后第三种人就是那些犯法的人
These were this category of sinners.
这就是我们开始所说的这些罪人这一类的
These are prostitutes and murderers and thieves.
这些就是妓女然后是杀人的还有就是贼
And they're lumped in with the Roman IRS agents.
然后他们也和罗马的收税的这些官员一起
And those were ultimately traitors to the Jewish nation.
他们就是那些卖国的，就是说，对犹太人来说，他们像是卖国贼一样。
And so Paul proclaims that Jesus has come into the world to save these people who are lawbreakers.
保罗说，耶稣基督来到世上是救这些罪人。
But from what we've already looked at, Paul was he a lawkeeper or a lawbreaker?
但是我们看保罗，他是一个守律法的人呢，还是一个犯律法的人
？Paul was a lawkeeper.
他是一个守律法的人。
as he said in Philippians, counting the righteousness that is under the law, he was blameless.
他说就像腓立比书说上那边讲到，就像如果他是守律法来说，律法上的义他是无可指责的。
But in his personal statement of the gospel, he takes himself from the category of law keepers and he puts himself in the category of law breakers. And he says, I, Paul, am the chiefest of sinners. He not only places himself in the category of law breakers, he says, I'm the worst in that category.
他不仅把自己放在那些犯律法的那种人当中，他还说他是罪人中的罪魁。
He was a persecutor of the church.
他是逼迫教会的。
He saw himself as one who had broken the law.
他认识到自己是违反了律法。
But where did Paul ever break the law?
那保罗在哪里违反了律法？
Look at Romans 7.
看罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7 verses 7 through 12.
第七章七到十二节。
What shall then we say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. I would have not known what it is to covet if the law had not said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. Apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died. The very commandment that promised life proved to be death for me. For sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and righteous, and good.
在罗马书的第七章第七节到十二节。
Romans, that was Romans 7, verses 7 through 12. Paul said he read the first nine commandments. And he said, I've never made a graven image. I've never worshipped another God. I've never used God's name in vain. I have kept every single Sabbath since I was born. I was a good little obedient Jewish boy to my parents. I never killed anyone. I never committed adultery. I never stole anything. I never lied. Then he read, Thou shalt not covet. And he said,
Oh.
And in the very act of reading that law, when I read the law that says, Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, I then looked at my neighbor and coveted his wife. Where it says, Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's house, I looked and it says, His house is nice. I wish I had a house that nice. And in the very act of reading the law, his sinful nature grabbed hold of him. And he sinned. And so the law keeper became a law breaker. And so Paul is the worst in this category. But he still received overflowing grace. So Paul recognized his overbearing sinfulness. He received overflowing grace. In verse 16, he was a recipient of overpowering mercy. And it says in verse 16, that Paul received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost of sinners, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. So Paul does not receive the eternal condemnation that he deserves. As the world's worst sinner, he receives mercy. That so anyone else in the world could look at Paul. And they can say, if Paul can receive mercy, I can receive mercy. To make this personal, it doesn't matter what you've done in your life. If you're sitting here this morning and you're an unbeliever, if you've been unfaithful outside of your marriage, if you've stolen, perhaps from your company or perhaps from a store, if you've been living a life that's a complete lie, if you spend your time looking at inappropriate places on the internet, if you spend all of your time in stores coveting the things that you wish you could have, no one is too bad for Jesus to save. If Jesus could save Paul, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, Jesus can save you. And in the reception of mercy, he displays patience. As an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. If you believe, there's eternal life. And so Paul's response to this is to boil over with overwhelming praise. How do you respond as a believer to the gospel?
Well,
you once should have been a recipient of death, both physical death and a permanent spiritual eternal death of torture. And to receive grace. To receive mercy. To have God pour out grace upon grace that we could never deserve and never earn. Look how Paul responds in verse 17. He says, to the King of ages, the immortal, the invisible, the only God. He ultimately gives praise and glory, and he reflects it back to God. He doesn't say, look at Paul, the chiefest of sinners who receives mercy. He prays to Jesus and he says, he's the King of the ages. He's the sovereign one of eternity. He's immortal. Death could not keep him. He's invisible. We cannot see him yet. He is the one and only God. There is none other beside him. And to this one God deserves all the honor and all the glory. And he deserves it perpetually for eternity. And so this is Paul's testimony. I have a few questions for you this morning.
他有几个问题要问大家。
Perhaps you're sitting here.
可能你坐在这里。
And perhaps you're saying, this is a new thing, I haven't really heard this before.
这个是一个新的东西对我来说，以前没有听到过。
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
He came and he paid a real price, the real penalty for sin.
他来并且为罪付上了真实的代价。
And his death on a cross.
啊，死在十字架上。
And nothing that you do is too bad for him to forgive.
任何你做的事情没有一件是太坏了，然后让他不能够赦接近。
When he died for your sin.
他死，他为我们的罪死。
And for those who are sitting here and have not yet believed,
那些坐在我们中间还没有信主的朋友。
Perhaps you've been coming to our church for a while.
可能你已经来我们教会有一段时间。
And perhaps you've heard the message a couple of different times.
可能你也听到这样的信息有好几次了。
I ask you,
牧师求你。
Will you believe and receive the grace of God into your life?
牧师问你，你是不是愿意接受耶稣基督？
And thereby receive eternal life.
接受他，然后得永生。
Perhaps you've been sitting here and you've been a believer for a while.
你可能坐在这里已经有一次一个信徒有一段时间。
And the gospel to you has become old news.
福音对你来说已经不是一个新鲜的事情。
Yeah, I've heard the gospel before.
我已经听到过福音了。
I'm a believer.
我是信主的。
I've been baptized.
我受洗了。
It's really not that important to me anymore.
对我来说已经不是那么重要了。
I got my ticket out of hell.
我已经有了那个离开地狱的那个票了。
I have a seat waiting for me in heaven.
我的天国有一个座位给我留着了。
And still you live your life in just a regular, normal, day-to-day manner.
但是你仍然在你每天的日常的生命当中，你是像一样的生活。
And the gospel no longer has that effect on you than when you first believed.
福音再也没有像他当你当初听到他那样对你有影响。
Perhaps we need to think and learn from the example of Paul.
可能我们应该思想保罗他给的例子。
Paul was a man who had heard the gospel.
保罗他听到了福音。
And the gospel to Paul never got old.
福音对保罗来说从来没有变得不新鲜。
And so that when Paul proclaims the gospel to others,
所以说当保罗向其他人传福音的时候。
It very literally pours out of his life as a testimony of praise and honor to the glory of God. I implore you, if you're a believer, don't let the gospel become old. Catch a fresh vision of grace.
看到神的恩典，一个新鲜的眼睛来看神的恩典。
That grace is something poured out for you.
恩典是向你倾倒下来的。
That you were saved by the grace of God.
你蒙神的恩典得救。
And then let that overwhelm you with a sense of praise for God.
让那个恩典就这样像压倒性的让你来好好的来赞美神。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们。
Father, your grace is magnificent.
天父，你的恩典是奇妙的事。
It is so deep that we will never be able to comprehend or fathom the depths of what you have done for us.
是如此的大，如此的深，我们不能永远都不能够完完全全的明白了解。
And Father, in the act of sending your Son to die for us.
天父，你派遣你的儿子来到我们中间为我们死。
You provided for us a way to restore our broken fellowship with you.
你为我们预备了一个可以与你和好的一个方法。
And we ask, Father, that we will not lose sight of your grace.
我们求父，你让我们不要忘记，不要瞎眼对你的恩典。
But that your Spirit would work for us to recognize and to see that grace.
而是求你的灵来帮助我们在我们里面运行让我们看到这个恩典
And that thereby we would overflow with magnificent, wondrous praise to you and to your Son.
就从我们里面可以溢出来对你的无限的 感谢对你和你的儿子的赞美。
And it's in your son's precious name that we pray.
奉你的儿子宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
大家起立，我们唱回应诗歌。
请大家翻开。